Fine. Let's say good morning, everybody. We're holding now in Likutei Eitzes Emes Emuna. We're going to read one letter. Lamed Aleph. Haklalu, the general rule is Shekol Mashanu Eitzim. Everything we do, Hain Tefillah and Limud Torah, Tefillah, learning Torah, Asiyas HaMitzvos. What's the purpose of all of it? Hakol Hu Kadesh Shiyas Galat Malchus HaMinasa Yisrael. It's all in order to reveal Hashem's kingdom and our faith in Him. That's the goal. We do sometimes, we don't necessarily feel like broken into many pieces. We're trying to be a lot of people at once. Trying to be a husband. Also trying to be a good Jew. Also trying to be a person who learns a yeshiva. Like we get broken apart into many pieces. Like we lose. Like we don't feel like we're one. But really, we have to try to realize everything we're doing is one. Everything we're doing is one. We feel whole. We don't have to feel like we're a billion pieces. We're doing 10 different jobs. We're doing one job with many different parts to it, but our main job is in order to reveal that Hashem is the King and our belief in Him. There's tefillah, Torah, mitzvah, tzavei Hashem, husband, family, everything is all just to make Hashem's name great. So you don't have to feel disheveled and broken apart. Baruch Hashem. That was that. Let's see what happens now. Okay, so we'll bring that in the Shire, Torah, Parak, Basis. Gedol Torah Yosef Mikolik Mas. The Torah is greater than all the Karbanos. Imagine all the sacrifices. Learning Torah, Hashem enjoys more than all the sacrifices. Right? Like the Pasuk says, Ibi Schaper, Avon Beis Eli, Bezevecho Bemincha. That Hashem says, the whole story of Eli, the family of Eli HaKayin, the Kohanim, they weren't acting like they should. And basically Hashem said, I don't want their service, I don't want the... And Hashem gave a curse that they're going to die young. And the Gemara says, Hashem says, I don't want karbanos from them. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, however, they could get a kapara by learning Torah. Because sometimes learning Torah can help us get a kapara when we can't, and Hashem is not interested in karbanos. Sometimes Hashem, He doesn't want our tefillahs. We're in hastara, shvitech hastara. Sometimes we're not in a situation that Hashem's ready to accept our tefillahs. But Hashem says, if you learn Torah, then I want to hear from you. This could bring a kapara for you. And this will be the gasoline for Hashem to answer your tefillahs. Right? Like I said, the first Torah, Likutei Moharan. Right? Crack the book open, Likutei Moharan. The first Torah says, Al Yedei HaTorah Miskabel Kol HaTefillahs. Through learning Torah, all the tefillahs are accepted. So even though there are sometimes Hashem doesn't want to hear tefillahs, but through learning Torah, that itself could bring schus for us, that itself could bring kapara, that could help Hashem want our tefillahs. The pasuk also says, "Zos haTorah la'ela b'lamichas v'lachatas." The Gemara Menachah says, "Whoever toils in Torah, says if he brought a carbon ela, a carbon mincha, and if he brought a carbon chatas, a carbon asham and a shlamin." So it's pretty good. If we can't bring karbanos today, at least we could try to learn Torah. And says, "If Hashem said if you toil in Torah, says if you brought all these karbanos, even though we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, says if you brought the karbanos." And that's what the Zohar says. Whoever kol mi she'asek b'Torah, whoever toils in learns Torah, puts effort into learning Torah, ki ilu makar kol karbanos sheba'olam, shlofnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says if he sacrificed all the sacrifices in front of Hashem. But not only that, Elisha HaKadosh Baruch Hu mechabel hakol v'neisav, Hashem forgives him for all his sins. When Sa'akanim light and they fix for him, kama kis Islam, they prepare for him some chairs, get some box seats in Olam Haba. So it's worth it to try to learn Torah. You know it's hard, it's hot, we're tired. It's worth it to push yourself to try to learn again and to Chazara, to super Sundays, super Chazara days. Because whoever toils in Torah, it can make a tikkun for all we messed up in the past. The Torah says, "Achur, so bad, he messed up." Whatever we can learn, even though we're learning at our level, whatever everything we learn, it's great. If we fail bad, we did Avera, so learn Torah now. It can fix up and help us do tshuva. Of course we have to do tshuva, but even if we do tshuva, so we're trying to return, we still need to make tikkunim for all the things we damaged. The Torah itself can bring the tikkunim and rectify whatever we messed up. And the Medrash says, "Batul karbanos." The karbanos were batul. There's no more karbanos anymore. However, loy batul haTorah. Hashem made the Torah is never batul. You could always learn Torah. So therefore, someone who does not and who can't bring karbanos, he should learn Torah, and it will help him a lot. This is the kitzur of the Medrash. And Chazal also say, the Gemara in Megillah says, Torah is greater than even saving lives. So the Kedar Lotari, Yetzim Atzalos Nefashos. Like I said, Mesach Zimakila. So therefore, it's worth it to try to learn some Torah. Okay. Baruch Hashem. Now we're holding in the Gemara Daftan Amud Aleph. We're moving right along in Mesechtas Beitza.
4a.
4a, Itmar. The third line. Shmuel, you ready? Itmar. Shabbos v'Yom Tov. We have Shabbos, and then the next day is Yom Tov. Rav Amar, Rav says, Noldu b'zeh, if something is born today, Asur b'zeh. If it's born on Shabbos, it's Asur on Yom Tov, which is Sunday. Rav Yechon Amar, Noldu b'zeh, Mutaret b'zeh. If it's born on this day, it's Mutar on the next day. Now let's try to just realize what the case is. In our Mishnah, what was our case? Our case was we have Shabbos and Yom Tov. Shabbos and Sunday is Yom Tov. Like now, Shavuos, we have Shabbos. Once it's Shabbos, Sunday is going to be Yom Tov. Correct? In our Mishnah, what was the problem? Let's say Lefi Rabba. What was the problem? It was Hachana. Which Hachana was it? That since the egg finished being prepared and the chicken on Shabbos, even though it's born on Sunday, it was Hachana from Shabbos to Sunday. Correct? And until now, not now. I say until now. We learned the Mishnah until now.
We learned in that Mishnah that the egg was prepared. That's the whole. We learned in that Mishnah the egg was prepared
on Shabbos
the day before.
On Shabbos, right? So therefore, in our Mishnah, the case was the egg was born on Sunday. In the Mishnah, when was the egg born?
And Shabbos preceded.
Right.
Okay. Sorry.
The same case. You have Shabbos and then Yom Tov. Shabbos and then Sunday is Yom Tov, right?
Right.
In our Mishnah, what was the case? What was the case of our Mishnah?
It
was born on Yom Tov, right? Our issue was, it was prepared, Rabbi said, it was prepared on Shabbos. Here the case is different. Here, if you realize, the case was, it was born on Shabbos. So now it's Allah. What about when it was born on Shabbos? So, seemingly, when was it prepared, the inside the chicken, it was prepared on Friday. So, is it going to be mutter on Sunday, this egg, or not? Correct? So let's see the Gemara. So Itmar, Shabbos v'Yom Tov. Rav Amar Noldu b'zeh Asur b'zeh. If it was born on this day, it's Asur on the next day. Rav Yechon Amar Rav Yechon says Noldu b'zeh Mutaris b'zeh. If it was born on Shabbos, it's Mutar on Sunday. Neymar, let's say. Because Savar.
What does b'zeh mean Sunday?
What?
Second b'zeh?
Noldu b'zeh was born on this day. Meaning our first day is Shabbos, our second day is Yom Tov.
I didn't tell him the second day here.
No, because that's the case. Read the case. Itmar. Shabbos v'Yom Tov. We have 2 days. Day one, day two. Rav Amar Noldu b'zeh in this day, meaning in Shabbos. Zeh is going where we just said before.
This and that.
Noldu b'zeh. If it was born on this, Asur b'zeh, then it's Asur also on that day, on the next day of Yom.
On the next day.
On Yom. In this. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Noldu b'zeh was born on Shabbos. Mutar b'zeh, it's Mutar on this day, it's Mutar on that day of Sunday of Yom. Good? Fine. Neima. So first thing we're trying to say, Kasava Rav holds Kedusha Achasi. Why in the world should the egg be Aser on Sunday? What does it do with Sunday? Why should the egg be Aser on Sunday? Who was born on Shabbos? Why should it be Aser? Must be, he holds. When you have a Shabbos going into Yom Tov, we view it as one long day. One long Kedusha. Therefore, since you can't eat this egg on Shabbos, whichever reason you hold by, you can't eat it either also on Sunday. That's what would come out. Right? And Rabbi Yechon
would... No, he holds you can't do the dishul on the Yom Tov after Shabbos then also. No.
But it's first Yom Tov and Shabbos.
What's that? Can he hold?
It's first thing, it's all one Kedusha, so then how can you do bit on the day on the Yom Tov that comes after Shabbos?
It doesn't mean that. We're going to view it as one day. It doesn't really mean he knows Shabbos and Yom Tov are different. He's not going to tell you on Yom Tov you can't do any malach. I mean, he's
saying. It's all one long day. How can you do bish on the Yom Tov after Shabbos then?
He's not saying for all halachas it's like one long day. He's saying our halachic view of it is one long day. Meaning, well, I feel like even Rosh Hashanah is one long day, right? That means you only have to daven once. Doesn't mean it's really the same. If we view it as one Rosh Hashanah,
in terms of what's permissible and what's not permissible,
not for all halachas. So really, the sugi is not so much over here. It doesn't work like that. That's not really what it means over here. But if you look, whatever, you can look at the Gemara over here. We're going to bring in a second. It's really that Gemara in Erevin over there. Erevin of Lamachaz. You see, it doesn't mean that. Fine, doesn't mean that. It means that for this halach we'll view it as one day. It doesn't mean that we're going to mamash make it as one day. Fine, look over there. That's what it means. Fine.
No, it would be allowed on Monday, right?
Monday's fine. Monday is beautiful.
So the well, idea is that
once I was Monday is what Yom Tov Sheni. Let's say in Chutz Laaretz or Tchal. What's your case? Monday?
Second day
Yom Tov.
It would be allowed.
So if it's born on Shabbos,
it's probably Monday.
Halachically, it's mutter. In his case, I don't know if it would be if it would help you.
The second day
Yom Tov would
be mutter.
That's because
you
have the mutter. Right. Fine. Yeah, the second day Yom Tov, it's good. Fine, let's try to focus on that. That's not our case right now. Let's try to focus. Fine.
Oh, you're saying
if it's Kedushas Achasi? I know, it's complicated. Right. Then you'll lose your Marashah. I don't, Nachon, you want it, you lose it. Fine, anyway, it's a little complicated. And this Halacha, we don't go with this anyway. So in Halacha, Shulchan Aruch, we learned that right? Shulchan Aruch says Mutter, the second day you have the, it's Mutter on the second day of Yom Tov. In this point of the Gemara, it's a little complicated.
You don't look at anything as Kedushas Achasi right. Or Rosh Hashanah.
Nachon, right. If you would look at Kedushas Achasi, right.
You don't even hold the Kedushas Achasi except for Rosh Hashanah.
Right, so in Halacha, the second day Yom Tov would be permitted. Right, fine. If we hold Kedusha Achas, it wouldn't be so simple.
Right.
Fine. Anyway, that's not the Gemara's case. Let's try to focus on the Gemara's case right now, but it's a good question. Halachically, it's Mutter on the second day. Fine. So, let's see the Gemara. The Gemara says, why in the world can't you eat this egg on Sunday? It was born on Shabbos. So, you have Xeros, you have Rabbah, Hachana, it's all on Shabbos. What does it have to do with the Yom Tov on Sunday? Must be, he holds, it's one long Kedusha. Fine, let's see Rashi, the second to bottom narrow line. So Akiva here, Rashi talks about your case. Shabbos to Yom Tov. Shabbos and Yom Tov has smuchim, which are together. The Hu Hadin is the same rule, le Yom Tov v'Shabbos. The same thing would apply. This first comes Yom Tov, then comes Shabbos. Like we just had on Pesach. Shvi Shal Pesach was Friday, and then Shabbos came afterwards. Stressing, we're just giving one example.
It's a two-day Yom Tov on Shabbos.
When was it born?
Thursday.
2 days Yom Tov on Shabbos. 2 days Yom Tov on Shabbos. By Shabbos is Mutter already.
Yes.
By Shabbos for sure Mutter.
You have
the Manusha.
Yeah.
Meaning, the Shabbos will be Mutter.
Because you don't know when, in a two-day Yom Tov.
Because you switched the case. You're in a two-day Yom Tov now.
Don't know which.
In a two-day Yom Tov, they're not really considered both whole.
Right, Rabbi said.
One of them is whole. For sure, one of them is whole, right?
Right.
And it's just like the Zera Rabbanan that we keep 2 days. One of them is for sure whole. So when it goes through, anytime the egg goes through a two-day Yom Tov, and one of the days is whole, then it becomes mutter. Because then you're going from whole
that's
to.
That's a bigger problem. It's Shabbos,
right, Shabbos and Yom Tov, first day.
That's the case tomorrow.
Right, or first day. Or first day is Friday, then Shabbos. The second day is. It's different. Here, with the right now, we're going focusing right now on
Monday. Yom Tov and Shabbos, you could use it on that following Shabbos or not? The Yom Tov, like, Shish, Shabbos, and Friday, then Shabbos.
Well, that's a problem, because that's the first. If the first day is Friday, it's a problem. If the first day is Friday. According to the Shita, yeah, according to Rav, they said you can't eat it on the next day, you have to wait till Sunday, yeah. With Friday is Yom Tov, and then Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday, correct. Or you can eat it on the Shabbos from La Makar. Eggs from Malamaka. Fine. Let's continue over here. Let's see Rashi. Next Rashi. So we said, it must be Rav holds Kedusha Achti. Harein ki yom echad aruch. It's like one long day. Shabbos and Yom Tov are like one long day. What is it? Let's go back into the Gemara. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5 lines in the wide line where I asked, but how could you tell me Rav holds? When you have a Shabbos and a Yom Tov together with you as one long Kedusha. Rav says, Halacha ka'arba'a zakenim. The halacha is like the four zakenim from the Gemara and Erevin. The aliva to Rabbi Eliezer, and they hold the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says to Amar, shtei kedushas ein, that when you have Shabbos connected to Yom Tov, it's two different kedushas. It's two kedushas, not one kedusha. So if so, so it seems. So therefore, why in the world can't you eat this egg on Sunday? this thing was born on Shabbos. Fine, so you have gzeiros, the mashkosh, zavur, hachanim, all your issues. But eat it on Sunday. Why can't you eat it on Sunday, the first day of Yom Tov? What's the problem? So let's see Rashi, the first wide line. Our Baal is the kingdom of Eliyahu d'Eliezer, right? We have four of the kingdom going according to Bini Eliezer. The Irvin of Parakol Ma'arvin, and Irvin Parakol Ma'arvin. The Amr who says, Shtei Kedushas, and who says, there are two Kedushas. Uma'arav Eliyahu Echel Amizra. Therefore, where is it, Halacha applying that? Why is it Gemara in Irvin if it's two Kedushas or one Kedushas? What's the Halacha it's discussing over there? So Rashi tells us, you're going to make an Irv Eliyahu Echel Amizra. First word is Ma'arav. You make an Irv. One day you can make an Arab that you want to walk out of the 2,000 Amas to the east. And the second day to the west. We know the halacha is, on one Shabbos, we know there's something called, you could extend your tchum, right? You're only allowed to go 2,000 Amas out of your where you are. 2,000 Amas. However, if you make a...
In one direction.
You have to choose your direction before Shabbos, which you want to go. Right now, even if you want to extend that, let's say you want to... Fine. Now, your 2,000 Amos is to choose, and you want to extend it. You should choose which direction you want to extend it to, right? So, however, since Shabbos and Yom Tov are two different kedushas, so for one day I can say I want to go east, right? Let's say I have the Gemara's case. I have one Rebbe I want to go be mekabel his right, mitzvah to see a Rebbe on Yom Tov. So, I have one Rebbe I have lives in the east. I want to go see him on the first day on Shabbos. I'll make my tchum to the east, and Sunday, which is Yom Tov, I'll make it to the west. Therefore, since it's two different kedushas, you could go two ways. If you hold it to one long kedusha over there, that means you could only pick one direction for both days. Because every Shabbos, you can only pick one direction. But if you go to the Rebbe Eliezer, that's two separate days, Shabbos and Yom Tov. Each day, you're allowed to pick a different direction.
Why? Two separate days of kedusha.
Right. Which means halachically, if you have two different days.
You don't need
Erev Tchum. You need Erev. You need Erev Tchum. Why not?
Tchum, but you don't need Erev.
And here's about Eretz Chum, that you're not allowed to walk out too far out of your Tchum.
But you don't need Mom's Nair to
carry. Nachon, to carry, yeah, you're right. That,
they don't need Nair.
Correct.
The Tchum is just the distance of it.
Right, Tchum, you need Eretz Chum and Ayyam.
Why is Rashi saying this when we said the same thing in Gimel Amud Aleph?
Because we forgot. He knows we're very
no,
smart.
No, I'm serious.
Because he thinks we forgot.
He's not going to say the same exact thing.
It's not, that's of course he does. Rashi's for us, guys, but like, guys, we forget what you mean. I don't know. Anybody else remember that we had a Rashi in Gimel Amud Aleph? He's not to you. I don't know if you remember that Rashi in Gimel Amud Aleph. Gosh, Rashi bringing down the background. I don't know. Another answer, a different answer. Pashas right now is what's it called?
So
you have to also realize.
So the first thing more broke is Shabbos.
No, no. Come on.
You have to realize. Also, you realize. Because we didn't bring these words. We never brought this context. We never brought it to state kedusha name.
Yes, we did.
In this context,
Rashi brought down. Rashi brought it down.
The Gemara, meaning Rashi. Rashi connecting all of them. Why is this state kedusha? What state kedusha? I know what he's talking about. Right, you know, so you tell me, oh, Rashi, you're supposed to remember Gilad Aleph,
Rashi.
We're
talking about Rashi Shans.
The first one was a whole different sugi over there. Rashi explained it to us. The first one was a different daf. That was Rashi Shans. That was what daf was that in Erevin? The same daf?
Right. It's the same thing, I think. I don't know.
It's
also Erevin.
Yeah, that was explaining to us that there is one Kedusha in Rosh Hashanah. There's no state Kedushas in everything else.
Yeah, but we already have the idea of one or two Kedushas, so... Yeah. Rashi is like repeating himself. He's being redundant. If you
read, I'm
not being
redundant.
More is being redundant. Not really being redundant.
We're talking about something else now.
More is bringing in two different sugyas.
I'm saying that Rashi must come to teach something else. To this.
Hmm? I don't know. Could be. I don't know. To me, it doesn't seem like he's adding a new thing. He's telling you it's a daf ago. Now we're bringing it in a different context. A whole new thing. It's true. Rashi brought it down for Rosh Hashanah. Now in a new thing. It's true. Rashi. Further, Rashi didn't even bring down the whole thing. He just said cool. So Shnei Ma'ari Pechulu. He didn't even tell me the whole shot of it. He just said a Sektra. So he said the Mishnah said over there, if you have two Erevin, he didn't tell me what you do. Here he says what you do. Anyways, no.
Yeah,
I don't think it's a
kasha.
He didn't even tell me the whole story. But anyway, I don't think what.
Yes, yeah, because there are Shnei Kedushas. He says it before she
said. I don't fine. I don't think Rashi allowed to tell me from a daf ago. Like when we brought the Gemara wrote that again to give me background. But here, well, it's a deeper shot of the Kabbalah. I don't know.
In okay, Gimel
Amud Aleph. I'm not sure if it's like a gosh.
Isn't he talking about Rosh Hashanah being one long day?
Yeah, but not getting back into that. Correct. Let's see the Gemara now.
Okay, so we're coming off
with Kedusha Achas. So we don't like the Pshat Kedusha Achas, because Rav doesn't hold this Kedusha Achas. So obviously it's 2 days. So Yom Tov is two different days. So Yom Tov and Shabbos are two kedushas. So why in the world can I eat this egg on Sunday? On Matzah Shabbos, on Sunday, on Yom Tov? Let's see the Gemara, Elohacha, Bachana, the Rabbah coming plucky. Rather, they're arguing, if we hold like Rabbah that there's an issue of preparation.
What? When we say that it's Kedushas Achas, right? Which is the original thought that must be Rab is holding on Kedushas Achas. What is that doing? Is that making the egg usher on all accounts because of Mashkin Shalzava, all of the
whichever shot you hold, like
everything, no matter what you're holding, like
yeah, it just stretches. Just that is it stretches from day one to day two, from Shabbos to Yom Tov. It doesn't matter which shot you're in,
right?
Correct. That's what he said. Whichever pshah you were in, it didn't matter which pshah you were in. Originally, we said it's Asr on Shabbos. It's Israel will extend to Sunday because it's Kedusha Achas. Now, we're saying it's not the pshah. Really, now we're holding in Rabbah. We're in the world of Rabbah.
Because it's two Kedushas. As soon as we go to two Kedushas,
right,
we knock out Mashkin Shazavo.
No, not only Kedushas, because Gemara said we're going in Rabbah, not because of that. Meaning,
no, but no, listen.
Because we don't know this.
As soon as you go with two kedushas,
right,
the second day, according to Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef, there's no gezeirah anymore. So why is this thing?
Why is this thing usher? Correct.
So it must be that we're going with Rabba.
Right.
As soon as you say two kedushas, you come off of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yosef.
Exactly.
So I know they didn't in their gezeirah make it for both days of Yom Tov.
What's the reason for that? You have to put shana in that. Why should they make it for both days? I mean, Mashkin is all I'll explain to you. So because. What's that halacha Mashkin Shazavo? If the juice came out today, right, I'll make it usher. The juice, if you're going to drink the juice today, we're afraid you're going to squeeze the grape today. Correct? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, what about tomorrow? Am I allowed to drink this juice tomorrow on Sunday? In a regular case.
There's one sheet of halacha like that, and it was a machlokas, I thought. No?
What? The juice came out today, I can't drink it on Sunday? A regular case.
I didn't think it was kuliyama halacha that you could.
Why can't you drink it?
Two days of Yom Tov?
Let's say it's Shabbos and a regular Sunday. You're allowed to drink the juice on Sunday?
Yeah.
Why?
There's no issue of mux, there's no issue of gazer.
Yeah, but also, the juice came out now. I'll give you another case. Let's say the juice came out yesterday. Today, the juice, let's say, I'll give you a better case. Let's say on Friday, juice came out of a grape. What is the, am I allowed to eat it on Shabbos? It was Zabu yesterday. Yeah, why not? There's no such gazer. The gazer Mashkin Shazabu was the juice came out on today. Because we're afraid if the juice came out today, you're going to drink the juice. They come to squeeze juice today. Mm-hmm. The juice came out yesterday. Let's say the juice came out on Friday. Right? What's the halacha? Is there any gzeira mashkin shazavu? No gzeira. So here, the juice came out on Shabbos. Right? So now the next day, Sunday, it happens to be Shavuot, it's Yom Tov. Why can't I eat the grapes? There's no reason to make it usher for me. Right? If you're going with Rabbi Rabbi, there's no reason to make it usher. The only reason it could be usher, either you tell me it's one kedusha. Or you tell me we're going in Rava, and therefore you have a whole issue of Achane. It's the only other option you have for me.
Because if you remember, our Mishnah had the egg being born on Yom Tov.
Right.
And therefore you have the Gezerah applying there. And now that you're saying that the egg is not being born on Yom Tov, that it was born on Shabbos the day before, and you're not going to go with your Kedushas Achasi, then it comes off of the Gezerah.
Good, exactly, perfect. So what must be the Shaila? It's going to get better. What must be the Shaila? We're saying, if you hold like Rabbah, because what happened over here? When was this egg prepared inside the chicken? It was born on Shabbos. In the chicken, when was it prepared?
Friday.
However, there was another step of preparation that happened on Shabbos. What happened now?
Yeah.
It came out, right? So there's another step of preparation that happened on Shabbos now that it came out. Now, so therefore, that's the issue you prepared from Shabbos to Yom Tov. You got it, Rabbi Yaakov? The fact that it came out, until now, it wasn't edible to me, this egg. Right? Now I can eat it. So Yom Tov prepared for Shabbos. Right? Especially we know with Yushalmi told us that there's a difference between the egg in the chicken and out of the chicken. Right? In the chicken, Yushalmi says, as long as it's in the chicken, it can never turn into a chick. If you shecht it, you take it out of the chicken, it won't turn into a chick. Only when it's born. Also, Yishai said it tastes different. There's a different taste to it. So you definitely did hachana by this thing being born. You did preparation from Shabbos to Yom Tov, right? So if you hold like Rabba, you're not going to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Then it's Asr. You don't hold like Rabba. You don't hold Rabba's hachana. It's mutter. That's what I'm saying. That's the machlokes here. Good, Rabbi Yosef. It's good. Oh, so let's see the Gemara. Elahacha b'hachana de rabba kamiflagi. We're holding an argument of hachana according to Rab. Rab, according to Rab, islay hachana de rabba. He has the issue of preparing according to Rabba, which means he holds for Yom Tov, you must prepare from weekday. And since you prepared on Shabbos, it's not good. Since an egg was born on Shabbos, not good. But Rabbi Yochanan less lay hachana de rabba. He doesn't. Rabbi Yochanan does not have the issue of hachana according to Rabba. Does not bother me if you prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov, which means b'day shemayin, right? If a preparation happened on its own from Shabbos to Yom Tov, that, right? We're not telling you that you could prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov, right? We're saying in a case where it's b'day shemayin, right? Be careful. The Gemara is not saying Rabbi Yochanan holds you allowed to prepare from Shabbos to Yom Tov, correct? You got there, Rabbi Baruch? We're saying in a case where it happened b'day shemayin, if it prepared b'day shemayin from Shabbos to Yom Tov, that's okay. Right? We don't hold you prepared from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Shabbos is a higher kedusha. Right? Got there, Yaakov? Mm-hmm. We're saying in the case of b'day shemayin, we don't hold the rabbis, we don't hold the hachana, the rabbis is going to make an issue over here that this egg was born on Shabbos and therefore you can't eat it on Yom Tov. In the case of b'day shemayin. Right? Fine.
Wait, on Gimel Aleph, we already said that Rabbi Yochanan holds it's a gezera because of mashkin
zavon. It's a good question. This one we'll give to you. That's a good question. Talk about it in the back of there. Fine. What I'm saying, we're in Achana the Rabba. Rab is the Achana the Rabba. Rabbi Yochanan less the Achana the Rabba. And what says Ketanai? We find a machlagas tanam about this. What does the Braisa say? Know the B'Shabbos. It's a Tezefta. Know the B'Shabbos, who was born on Shabbos. Toich al b'Yom Tov, you let eat on Yom Tov, which is like Rabbi Yechon, right? The egg was born on Shabbos. You eat on Yom Tov. Right, you have to put the comma. Know the B'Shabbos, toich al b'Yom Tov, comma. Right? Who was born on Shabbos, you eat on Yom Tov. B'Yom Tov, if it was born on Yom Tov, toich al b'Shabbos, you eat it on Shabbos. That's going to be like, that's like who? Like Rabbi Rabbi Yochanan? Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Yeshua Rabbi Eliezer, Adayin, he machlekes. It's still a machlekes. Beisham Omer Taicha, Beisham would say, eat it, Beisham Omer Taicha, Beisham said, don't eat. What's Rabbi Eliezer saying? It's still a machlekes. I'm in a case now, which, let's say, it's Yom Tov and then Shabbos, right? Comes Rabbi Yochanan, comes Rabbi Yehuda, said it's still a machlokes. What's that supposed to mean? It's still a machlokes.
Why is he saying it's still a machlokes? He was trying to argue on the side of Rav, and Rav was bringing in that whole score. So why is he all of a sudden flipping? I don't understand.
Poor Rabbi Yehuda.
Yes.
What did Rabbi Yehuda argue on the side of Rav?
He argued on the side of Rav.
No, we said Rav said that Allah is like the fourth of Kedu. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay,
because
that's not on the side of Rav.
No, that was only the Stooge take a douche state.
Right, that was
only in regards to the. It was only in regards to one day or two days, that's it.
Good. It's good, that was in that one point, but really, it's good. Fine, so we're saying, it's still a machlaikas. What do you mean it's still a machlaikas? I'm talking about one case, what do you mean it's still a machlaikas? It's still a machlaikas. Rashi says, very good. Rashi says that, I guess we'll see Rashi, Let's see. The second word line in Rashi, Hachana de Rabba. The argument that we hear is you have the issue of Hachana de Rabba. The Amar, what did the Rabba say? The Rabba told us, Hachana b'dei shemayin, when it's prepared b'dei shemayin, like in our case with the chicken. It's good, Rabba? Hachana b'dei shemayin. Misra mi Yom Tov l'Shabbos. Usher from Yom Tov to Shabbos, or Shabbos to Yom Tov. What? The Suda Shabbos, Ba'i Hazmana, mi Yom Chol, right? We know Suda Shabbos or Yom Tov needs to be prepared from a weekday. Mikzeres Hakadosh by the pasuk, right? We brought the pasuk on that base on the base. So that's why I say that's the machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Rav is holding you still have the issue of hachana of Rav, because since this chicken, this egg was laid on Shabbos, it's you now have to prepare for Yom Tov. Rabbi Yochanan says no such issue. Mar said, look, we have machlokes tanan. The first sheet says that it's mutter on Yom Tov. Next week he said, no, Adayin he machlaikas. There's still a machlokes between Beishami and Beishil in this. Kashem shenachleku l'bay bayan. Just like shenachleku, they argue Beishami and Beishil l'bay bayan, meaning on that day, meaning when the egg is born on Yom Tov, and Beishami says it's mutter, Beishil says it's aser. Also in a case where the egg was born the day before on Shabbos, there will also be machlokes Beishami and Beishil if you could eat this egg on Yom Tov, right? So what does it mean? A dying machlokes. It's still a machlokes, right? Meaning, in our Mishnah, the machlokes was when it was born today, right? So then you say, Rabbi says, you have an issue because it was prepared yesterday, correct? What about a case where it was born yesterday? So they say, this is also machlokes there, this is still machlokes. Even if it was born yesterday, because there was a third stage of preparation. The fact that it was born on Shabbos was preparing for Sunday, for Yom Tov, so therefore there's still going to be a machlokes. So we see that this, that Rav or Rabbi Yochanan are arguing, is really it's good, we have a source, it's a good way to explain this machlokes, Rav or Rabbi Yochanan, because we have a source in the machlokes Tanaim, that this is what they were arguing on. So it makes sense that this is going to be the machlokes of Rav and Rabbi Yochanan. Because we realize, we had a machlokes between Rav and Rabbi Yochanan, right? Also, we just pulled out of our hat, it must be the argument of Rav, right? It's a little like interesting to decide that that's the machlokes. So say, no, we find the machlokes Tanaim and it's Sefta, that it was the same machlokes. If you're allowed to eat this egg, Shabbos going to Yom Tov, you can eat it on. If you can eat it on Yom Tov, if you can eat the egg on Yom Tov. So again, what's coming out of our Gemara? We have a machlokes, Shabbos, and then it comes Yom Tov. But you're allowed to eat the egg on Yom Tov, right? So first, the Gemara said it has to do with it. It's one kedusha, two kedusha. It's not the point. The issue is, do you hold a gravel? Which means, do you hold as an issue of preparing, if the preparation came from Shemayim, I didn't prepare it. Is there an issue for preparing Bidei Shemayim from one day to the next? Or it's no issue? Rav holds, it is an issue. Even Bidei Shemayim, you can't prepare. Even if it gets prepared, it's still awesome. So therefore, even over here, Bidei Shemayim, the egg finished being born on Shabbos, and therefore prepared for Yom Tov, it's still going to be aser. So right now, I'm sorry to leave early, but we can do Chazara on this piece and try to go to the next one. Keep on trucking along. Baruch Hashem, we're doing very well. We're moving. Baruch Hashem, we're moving. Yeah, I'm sorry to run out. I want to talk to you. Talk about the back here, Shaila. You think we already know that he believes in all that thing? You tell me you're putting Rebbe Eliezer in the world of Rabba. He's not in that world. Mm-hmm. Come on, do that. The Rashi, I'm not, I don't know if it's so prescribed. Of course, people are going to be Rashi on the extra.